Dean Richards Sunday morning the other day on my favorite TV station, WGN TV, and on our morning news show, we had actor Kumail Nanjiani. You know Kumail from shows like Silicon Valley and Portlandia. He's been in a whole variety of motion pictures and television shows. And he is the star and creator of a new movie called The Big Sick. It's the story of his real-life relationship with his now wife. When he was in stand-up comedy in Chicago many years ago, he was doing a stand-up routine at a comedy show, and a woman in the audience screamed something out at him during the show, and he went up to the woman afterwards and said, "You know, you shouldn't heckle me." And, you know, they kind of struck up a relationship. They started dating then broke up. Relationship, wasn't working out. They broke up. A couple of days after that, the woman, now wife, Emily V. Watson is her real life name, in the movie played by Zoe Kazan, the granddaughter of the legendary Ilya Kazan, a couple of days later, she winds up in the hospital, is put into a medically induced coma, and even though these two have broken up, he is by her side nonstop with her parents, who are not crazy about him because he's a Pakistani Muslim American. Her parents not crazy about him, and his parents are not so crazy that he is dating what is called a white woman. So there's this kind of cross-cultural, somewhat Big Fat Greek Wedding-like premise of this movie that's very refreshing and very funny, really smart, and so interesting that this is the true story of how Kumail Nanjiani met his wife. Very interesting. We had him on our WGN TV morning news, and we talked about it all.
I didn't heckle you. I just woohooed you.
What is happening? What are you doing?
I'm changing under this blanket.
I've seen everything.
This is Zubeda.
For your files? Your X-Files? That's your favorite show, huh? The truth is out there.
Despite his Pakistani Muslim family's best effort to set up a prearranged marriage, comedian Kumail Nanjiani has fallen in love with a Chicago graduate student in the movie played by Zoe Kazan. A great plot line for a movie, but it also is what really happened to Kumail in his real life when he met the woman who would become his wife, Emily V. Gordon. You know Kumail from the hit HBO series Silicon Valley, in addition to Portlandia and a whole variety of movies and TV series, and he joins us this morning. Welcome. So nice to have you here.
Oh, my God. Thank you for having me. Excited to be back in Chicago.
You lived here for how many years?
6 years.
Doing, I mean, what we see in the movie, doing comedy, yeah. Kind of getting started in your career?
Yeah, this is where I started comedy, and I had a day job in the morning, so I'd go to work 9 to 5, and then at night I'd do comedy, didn't get any sleep, had the best time of my life.
What was your day job?
I worked at the University of Chicago.
Fancy.
It wasn't fancy. It was not fancy. And it was like, I was doing tech support, but I wasn't good at it. So the stereotype breaks
break
down.
Break the stereotype.
There. Yeah, totally. I'm breaking new ground by being bad
bit.
At it.
Yeah.
It's racist of them to give me the job. I wasn't ever, I knew I wasn't. They should have looked at my resume. I don't know anything.
They have a lot of departments there at UNC. They could have put you anywhere, but they chose that. This movie really kind of breaks racial, or ethnic and cultural barriers in so many ways. The Muslim Pakistani falls in love with a Chicago girl. What happened to you in real life? Talk to us a little bit about putting all of this up on big screen.
Well, you know, we wanted to just tell our love story. And our love story is, it's me, obviously, a Pakistani Muslim man, and she's actually from North Carolina. She's Southern. So we just wanted to put our love story. We didn't want it to be like a political thing or any kind of social statement or anything. But, you know, in sort of our union, there are sort of inherent social aspects to it that we can't avoid. But that was never our plan. We just wanted to, like, make a really funny, moving movie a rom-com, sort of, but about our real life.
It really is. We talk, Robin talks about this all the time. Where's the rom-com? What's happened to the rom-com? And this is so different, so funny, and so fresh. I can't wait to review it on Friday and give you a great review. I'll tell you right now.
Oh, thank you. That's good to know. Yeah. Thank you. Wow, he gave us the maximum stars.
Yeah. Now
you can't
change
it.
Pretty close to the maximum
what
stars.
What does pretty close mean? I got up at 6 a.m. pretty close.
I can't be influenced by that. Really funny and such a great cast.
Yeah.
Especially Ray Romano and Holly Hunter as your wife's parents in the movie. That must have been, as a comedian, it must have been meaningful for you, especially to have Ray Romano turning in a really good dramatic role here.
Oh, my God. They're so fantastic. Holly Hunter, obviously, you know, she's the Holly Hunter of acting.
Oscar winner.
Yeah,
Oscar
she's an Oscar winner. Yeah. We had to do, like, these, you know, you do sort of a bunch of interviews promoting, and they were all asking us, like, what's your favorite Oscar memory? And I'm like, Holly's is going to be so different from ours. Ours is at home eating a great pizza while watching it. Hers is holding the statue. So she's a legend. Ray Romano, I've been watching for a very long time. He's one of my favorite comedians, and they're both fantastic in the movie and lovely people.
They bring a lot of depth in it. Is it fair to compare this a little bit to My Big Fat Greek Wedding?
I actually have not seen My Big Fat Greek Wedding. I'm sure the comparisons are apt, but I had never gotten to see it. And then while we were making this movie, we tried to avoid anything that sort of tread similar territory.
Yeah.
So there were a few rom-coms, you know, I didn't see While You Were Sleeping, because that's about a woman who's sick. So I tried to avoid it, because it sucks when you watch it and you're like, oh, that's really good.
It's just the cross-cultural thing, the connection. Totally different and totally fresh. I want to talk about Silicon Valley a little bit. Congratulations on all the success for the movie. You must be really happy about that. But everybody right now is talking about T.J. Miller leaving the show. How do you think that's going to impact this? He's a pretty pivotal part of the ensemble.
Yeah, I'm very sad to see Ehrlich Bachman go. You know, it's a great character that T.J. and the writers created, and T.J.'s one of my best friends. I loved working with him, so I'm going to miss him. But the good thing is, you know...
Well, good riddance, you're saying.
Nope, I did not say that. No, I truly am going to miss him. I was just hanging out with him in New York, with him and his lovely wife, Kate. And, you know, I'm excited to see what he does next. And the show's going to have to change, because he's so essential to the core dynamic. But that's exciting, too. You know, it'll feel a little different. And after 4 years, maybe, you know, it's not such a bad thing. But I'll miss TJ, and Ehrlich was so, so great.
Yeah, plenty of shows have survived and you know, thrived.
A lot of them haven't.
Characters. Well, okay, there you go.
There's
the prediction, right?
No, I'm saying ours well. It's so early.
There's Kumail Nananjiani, who stars along with Zoe Kazan, who plays his on-screen wife. Kumail and his real-life wife, Emily V. Gordon, co-wrote this movie together. It's called The Big Sick, and I gave it a Dean's List B+. Really liked it.